USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some White House officials and staffers now taking a break after two members of the White House team, including Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary, tested positive for COVID-19. White House Economic Advisor Kevin Hassett telling CBS's Face the Nation he's been leery about going to work since the news came out.
It is scary to go to work. I think that I'd be a lot safer if I was sitting at home than I would be going to the West Wing, but, you know, it's a time when people have to step up and serve their country.
Pence tested negative for the illness as recently as over the weekend, so they say there's no restrictions on his schedule. Jerry Stiller has died at 92.
No, we could learn to love each other.
I already love you, Arthur.
Well, then we're halfway there.
That from his role as Arthur Spooner on King of Queens. And this is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
After numbers flattened, South Korea is now seeing a spike in coronavirus cases, many of them possibly caused by one guy, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A new COVID-19 cluster of infections has sprung up in the capital city of Seoul, tied to several nightclubs and bars. Health officials announced 13 additional cases on Friday that have been connected to a 29-year-old man who visited 5 nightlife venues in Seoul. Authorities say the man visited clubs and bars late last week before noticing any symptoms of the respiratory illness. He then tested positive on Wednesday. According to health officials, that one man may have come into contact with more than 1,500 people across the 5 venues over the weekend.
2 people in critical condition, at least 3 others wounded after someone opened fire on a party in Fort Worth, Texas yesterday. And police say about 600 people were at the gathering when the shooting erupted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Funny man Jerry Stiller has died at 92. The beloved actor's son, Ben Stiller, confirming his father's death this morning on Twitter. Jerry Stiller had a long and storied career as a stand-up comedian, a TV actor, a Broadway star, and a movie actor as well. He and his wife, Ann Mara, gained fame as a comedy team back in the 60s and 70s.
Listen, Lance, I don't think we should see each other anymore.
You're afraid of the future, right, Rhonda?
Lance!
Well, you don't have to worry about that. I provided for the future.
No!
You know what I got here, Rhonda?
What?
Feel it.
I don't want to feel
it.
No,
feel it. Come on.
What?
You know what that is, Rhonda?
No.
It's an insurance policy.
For what?
$25,000.
What?
Making you the beneficiary on my life.
Oh, no. Listen, Lance.
If I die, Rhonda, you get $25,000.
Look, I want money.
If I die by accident, it's $50,000.
What?
It's double indemnity, Rhonda. No matter how I die, you get $50,000.
But please, I don't want
to. If I lose an arm, Rhonda, it's $12,500.
I don't want an arm.
An arm and a leg is $17,500.
An arm and a leg, I don't want.
2 arms and 1 leg is $22,500.
What's wrong with you?
2 legs and 1 arm, it's still $22,500.
Please, I don't want any money.
No matter how I die, Rhonda, you're sitting pretty.
Lance, please.
I love you.
Get up.
Jerry Stiller gained even wider fame for his roles on Seinfeld and as Leah Remini's character's father on The King of Queens. Again, Jerry Stiller was 92. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.